Misinterpreted, Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through him who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. This powerful declaration has been used by many to claim God's power to accomplish their goals. Whether by athletes facing a tough competition, a student taking a test, or someone battling cancer, this verse has been claimed as a promise from God to help us overcome any obstacle. However, we have to ask the question, is this really what it means? Just like any other piece of writing, Bible verses have context. When we read a single sentence of Scripture, we must pause and consider the sentences, paragraphs, chapters, and ultimately the entire book that surrounds it. So what is the context of Philippians 4:13? The letter of Philippians was written by the Apostle Paul from prison. Despite the difficult circumstances of life in a Roman prison, Paul writes of his joy in the Lord and his continued ministry sharing the gospel. The church in Philippi was planted by Paul during his second missionary journey 10 to 15 years prior. The church recently sent Paul a gift of support for his missionary work. In this paragraph of the letter, Paul is thanking them for the support while also letting them know that he is content in any circumstance. Philippians 4:10 to 13. I rejoice in the Lord greatly that now at length you have revived your concern for me. You were indeed concerned for me, but you had no opportunity. Not that I am speaking of being in need, for I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I know how to be brought low and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me. So we can see from this paragraph the specific circumstances Paul had in mind when he wrote those famous words, I can do all things. Paul has learned to be content in whatever situation, even prison. He has learned the secret of contentment in any and every circumstance, whether facing plenty or hunger, abundance or need. He can be content in good or bad situations through Christ who gives him strength. So can we claim this verse as a promise of victory from the Lord when we face athletic competitions or various obstacles in life? What is included in the all things Paul says he or we can do in Christ? There are a couple of important takeaways for us. First, being in Christ does not mean that you will win every race or every battle. While Jesus does promise ultimate victory, eternal life, for all who put their faith in him, he does not promise that we will win every earthly battle. If you lose a competition, it does not mean Jesus has failed you. If you lose a battle with sickness, it does not mean that you don't have enough faith. The Lord did not promise to give you success in every earthly venture. Second, whether you win or lose your earthly battles or whatever circumstance you face, you can have contentment in Christ like Paul did. The good news of Christianity is not that you will always win. It is the good news that win or lose, live or die, you will always have Christ. In this very same letter to the Philippians, Paul also wrote, "For to me to live is Christ and to die is gain." The real hope offered in this passage is not that you can do anything. It's that whatever you do, Christ is with you. Not only can we endure, but we can have joy and contentment in every situation because we have Christ.